It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. In Albany, new lines have been drawn in the battle over pre-K funding, and it looks like the issue could complicate budget talks as leaders in the Senate and the Assembly take sides. Joining me for a look at how Mayor de Blasio's pre-K plan for New York City is complicating politics in Albany is Jimmy Vielkind, the Albany Bureau Chief for CapitalNewYork.com. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Amy.
Mayor de Blasio says today he's miffed that Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos said he won't bring to the floor de Blasio's plan to tax the rich to expand pre-K. He says it's undemocratic.
You want to be against the interest of children and families? Stand up and say it. You know, if you think it's unfair to ask millionaires to pay a little more so we can strengthen our future, stand up and say it. Be my guest. But you can't hide. There has to be a vote.
Jimmy, is that what's going on here? Lawmakers trying to hide from what could be an embarrassing vote at a time when de Blasio and his progressive agenda are riding a wave of popularity?
Well, certainly the Republicans don't necessarily seek to hide from this vote. They, particularly on a statewide basis, are trying to hold the line to be the champions of business interests in the state and to be the champions of people who are opposed to this tax increase to fund pre-K. Now, what they've been said all along is that they're not necessarily opposed to the idea of a pre-K expansion, and they are certainly prefer the plan put forward by Governor Andrew Cuomo, another Democrat who has committed $1.5 billion of expanded pre-K funding over the next 5 years, but is not planning to raise income taxes to do it, just like Mayor Bill de Blasio. So the Republicans, I think, are happy to stop this policy. I think Andrew Cuomo is happy to have them stop this policy. And it remains to be seen exactly what's going to happen in the budget process, where it seems that Democratic champions who are allied with de Blasio, including Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, as well as Senate Independent Democratic Conference Leader Jeff Klein, will hopefully try to secure more funding.
There's a big rally for pre-K supporters set for next month in Albany. Does it matter to the three, now four, men in a room budget process?
Well, I think that it certainly always matters. But at the end of the day, the way our legislative system is set up is that a small number of people have a great amount of influence over what bills come to the floor. Here, Skelos, who is allied with Klein, kind of a renegade Democrat, in this operating agreement over the chamber, is saying that this bill will not come to the floor. He has that effective veto power to kill it. Now, the question is whether or not the money can be made up in the budget. And what we've seen time and again is interest groups, rallies, coalitions like the one that Mayor de Blasio has assembled and is hoping is going to push him over the goal line, have been able to increase and make changes in the state budget, especially when it comes to money. You know, the budget is a big, complex document. It's going to contain lots of things, some that Republicans will like, some that Democrats will like. So essentially, the number is open to negotiation, and I expect that that's what we're going to see unfold over the next several weeks.
Governor Cuomo has been quiet this week on pre-K, although he says today he doesn't support Mayor de Blasio's latest request of Albany to let New York City set its own minimum wage. What would be a good outcome for Cuomo this election year? No new taxes or to look progressive and expand pre-K?
Well, I think that Cuomo is going to try to do both. I think Cuomo, again, has already put on the table an expansion of pre-K. Different people, education people, politicians will have differing views as to whether it's an adequate expansion. But I think that the governor, whose narrative over the course of the first 4 years of his administration has been reducing taxes and cutting taxes, I don't think that he wants to have this sort of blip of a tax increase. And I think he wants to do everything he can quietly to prevent it from happening. That said, he knows that there is a mandate for pre-K. He knows what the election results were in New York City last year. And I think he's hoping that some sort of expansion of pre-K, not funded by a dedicated tax or even an immediate tax, will be sufficient.
Jimmy, in the few seconds we have left, has anyone siding with de Blasio told you or tipped their hand about what kind of compromise they would accept?
Not as yet. I think that's all very premature. Remember, the state budget is due on April 1st. So right now, all the sides are trying to ratchet up the pressure ahead of kind of the more serious negotiations, which will probably start unfolding next month.
Jimmy Vielkind is the Albany Bureau Chief for CapitalNewYork.com. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Always a pleasure.
This is WNYC.